This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I planted a butterfly garden earlier this year. The rabbits got some of that too. They're prolific enough this year that I've contemplated severe measures, but I don't think it's legal in my neighborhood. Anyway, there are some of them growing, and I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com. I also wanted to share some of the other amazing native options for the upper Midwest. First up, purple lovegrass. This darling offers up rosy purple little flowers above spiky foliage from now through fall. It grows to about 2 feet tall and likes full sun and a drier soil. It's a bunch grass and grows in clumps of about 10 inches wide. It's lovely as a border or mass planting, and it's deer resistant. Maybe rabbits too. Prairie onion is not favored by the bunnies. Bonus, strategically placing this in the landscape may even protect other plants. I think I'll try this. Prairie onion blooms from now into early fall. It grows up to 2 feet tall and 1 foot wide and likes full sun to part shade. The soft purpley-pink flowers also attract butterflies and bees. For something completely different, try Eastern Prickly Pear Cactus. Yeah, a cactus that's not only able to grow here but is a native to the upper Midwest. Look for the Latin name Opuntia humifusa. I'll have that on gardenbite.com. If you have a hot, dry, sandy spot, then try the prickly pear. From June to July, the cactus puts out some of the most stunning flowers. The 3-inch wide blooms are an immediate attractor to all kinds of pollinator species, beetles, bees, and butterflies. After flowering, the pads produce bright red edible fruits that are almost as attractive as the flowers. I'll have pictures and more information on these natives on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.